Hello and welcome to the International Leathermaker News Bulletin for the week commencing June 5th, 2023. I'm Deputy Editor Tom Hogarth, and in this 8-minute news roundup, I'll bring you six of the most popular and noteworthy news stories from the last week, keeping you informed for the days ahead. Thank you to our sponsor for this episode, The Sour Report. This episode is recorded on Friday, June 2nd, 2023. In our first story today, LVMH Metiers Data division of the luxury group has reportedly acquired a majority stake in Italian tannery Nuti Evo. The tannery was established by Evo Nuti in 1955 in Santa Croce Solano, Italy, and is managed today by second-generation family members Fabrizio and Andrea Nuti, employing more than 300 people. Nuti Evo achieved revenue of 160 million euros in 2022 and exports 85% of its production. LVMH Metiers d'Art CEO Matteo De Rosa said, "With the addition of Nuti Evo Group, we complete our operations in the leather business, expanding our savoir-faire and product offering while ensuring traceable and sustainable sourcing." Nuti Evo CEO Fabrizio Nuti said the acquisition is, quote, "a new beginning, a new departure, which serves as an incentive for us to grow and improve in all areas of our savoir-faire, guaranteeing a future for our history and our company." Up next, the Development Authority of Pakistan has reported that the textile and leather sectors are expecting orders of around $500 million US dollars following the three-day Texpo 2023 event. Chief Executive Zubair Motawala said at a media briefing that more than 1,000 business meetings were conducted at the show and orders worth $250 million US dollars were placed before the middle of the second day. He also said that he was sure that exports of Pakistan-made leather and leather products would achieve $1 billion US dollars later this year, and the country's overall exports would increase in this financial year. Approximately 480 delegates attended the event from across the world, including visitors from Russia, Brazil, Poland, the US, the UAE, South Africa, Hong Kong, and Sri Lanka. In our next story, Italy-based CICIC Group has reportedly acquired a 51% stake in Patagonia Biotecnologia, a Chilean biostimulants company. Patagonia Biotecnologia manufactures and distributes biostimulants based on seaweed and will expand CICIC's development and production of new generation biological products for the agriculture industry. The CICIC Group, based in the Veneto region of Italy, is controlled by a holding company comprised of tanneries located around Alzignano. And now a short message from our sponsor. This episode of the ILM News Bulletin is brought to you by The Sow Report. The Sow Report is the world's leading hides and skins pricing platform, providing subscribers with comprehensive coverage of the global raw materials markets, as well as in-depth leather industry analysis and reports from experts you know and trust. Head to thesowreport.com to gain an edge on the competition and stay ahead of a rapidly changing industry. That's the SAUERreport.com. Next, Tony Di Benedetto, president of the Venezuelan Chamber of Footwear and Components, or CAVACAL, has said that footwear production in the country is expected to grow by almost 20% in 2023. This equates to a production of 20 million pairs this year, but could be compromised if conditions are not improved, Benedetto said. Production was around 17 million pairs in 2022, and CAVACAL is optimistic about 2023 growth, despite a drop in demand towards the end of last year. Benedetto believes that Q4 of 2023 will provide a boost in sales. He said, "It is when demand regularly increases and the income of the sector is straightened out." He explained that the industry must stop the smuggling of footwear from Colombia and the importers should pay proper tariffs. Other issues also need addressing. Benedetto added, "The industry also requires financing for the purchase of imported raw materials or to close the technological gap in the sector, which is already 7 years old." In October 2022, Benedetto had expressed concern over the low domestic demand supplied by footwear production in Venezuela, reportedly held back by production issues. In our next story, luxury brand Loewe, part of LVMH, has opened a new leather goods repair and maintenance store in Osaka, Japan. The store reportedly hosts leather artisans ready to repair and refurbish damaged Loewe products for customers. Loewe Recraft also features services to personalize products with monograms, straps, charms, and studs, and sells goods made from upcycled leather scraps and material from old collections, such as baskets and plaited leather clutches. The brand has previously offered a repair service at its stores, but is extending this further with a store entirely dedicated to care and repair. Loewe is also celebrating its 5-year anniversary operating in Japan with around 40 stores and department store concessions. The Loewe Recraft store is located in Osaka's Hankyu Umeda shopping mall in the Green Age section, featuring sustainable brands and products. Finally, Skoda has highlighted its use of olive-tanned leather upholstery as part of its ongoing sustainability strategy. Vehicles in the company's Enyaq family now have the option of leather upholstery tanned with olive waste, specifically using olive and leather by Wet Green. Skoda, which is part of the VW group, noted, "Genuine leather that would otherwise end up as meat industry waste in landfill and olive tree leaves that would be burnt. These are the basic materials used in environmentally friendly upholstery for seats in Enyaq cars." The company highlighted that this choice of ecologically tanned leather is one of its steps towards sustainability. Reportedly, around 215,000 olive leaves are used in the tanning extract needed for one Enyaq vehicle, which meets all of the OEM standards, verified by machine tests and independent testing. Carsten Schnake, board member for purchasing at Skoda, said, "We work together with partners who share our passion and our vision of future mobility, while reducing the impact for our environment. True value comes from craftsmanship, focusing on long-lasting quality." The company noted that it expects all natural leather upholstery in its cars going forward to use similarly eco-friendly tanning. In his column last week, Mike Redwood points out how tanning areas around the world offer a unique opportunity to shift to renewable energy and secure power independence. In the article, Mike said, "Solar is generally one of the easiest renewable energy solutions for a business to manage independently, but as well as finding the capital, regulations, protests, and politics often get in the way of moving forward easily. Fitting into a national grid can be beset with tight rules around access and control. Countries such as China and India have been very successful at expanding their national grid system to get closer to 100% access to electricity for their citizens, but this can lead to tighter restrictions on ownership of large battery walls and other indications of independence. In the Indian subcontinent, many tanneries have diesel generators to fill in during power cuts, so it would be logical to allow local use of renewables in the same way. A few years ago, enthusiasm was high to find small, local, and independent power supplies because setting up national grids would be slow and costly, particularly in emerging economies such as Africa. Renewable energy offers just that local opportunity and would be particularly good for many of the tannery communities around the world, from China to Mexico, Brazil to Ethiopia, Italy to Indonesia. In fact, most major tannery areas have such communities where wind, solar, and ground source can all be explored along with pyrolysis or digestion for solid waste. New types of very large heat pumps can now generate big amounts of hot water from wastewater or seawater and are being used in places like the port of Gothenburg in Denmark. You can find the full Redwood comment available to read for free on the International Leathermaker website. That's all of our news for today's bulletin. Thank you to the sponsor for this episode, The Sauer Report. To get more of the latest leather industry news as it breaks, as well as thought leadership, technical articles, other podcasts, ebooks, webinars, and more, consider subscribing to International Leathermaker. More details can be found at internationalleathermaker.com/subscriptions. Thank you for listening and have a productive week.